Children. Often, when a child shows an interest and ability in some direction, the adults around the child take pride and begin to press for productivity. The parents look good, the teachers look good, and the school looks good, but the victim, while looking good, is losing himself to others. A spiritual crime has been committed, the effects of which the child may suffer well into adulthood. Whether a parent or a teacher, we need to be in constant state of learning ourselves to be able to help a child learn. This demands flexibility and self-examination. Boredom on the part of the child is not always what it appears to be. It can be a facade for a child on a rapid transit trip with her own interesting thoughts. Or it could be a fear of failure or fear that something is too hard. A child may develop a fear of not meeting expectations. This can happen not only to the child who never achieves according to his parents' standard, but also to the child who has done well and has been overexcited by praise. It is easy to learn to need that praise. Too many of our educators still insist that learning is achieved only by setting standards and using competition as an incentive. They don't see how this denies the individual pulse and tempo of the student. In fact, it may only serve to limit progress, even in the case of a student who succeeds according to the teacher's standards, not to mention the casualty who drops away in defeat. The very sensitive may even turn from success, unable to handle the heavy responsibility and pressure that comes with it. We need to be constantly attuned to the unspoken responses of the child. We need to recognize that when the child says, "I don't like this piece," he may really mean this piece is too hard. I like to break it down into smaller segments. I ease the mystery out of the unknown by analyzing a song's structure and breaking it down into parts small enough that the child recognizes a relationship between it and something already learned. A child is given to total absorption in his activities, even if his attention is of a limited span. In light of this, I believe that a child should practice only as much as he or she wants. During an externally imposed period of practice, repetition leads to mere inattention. The total absorption, which you can observe in any child at play, is a gift too precious to be interfered with. Once lost, it is very difficult to regain. We can help the child retain this gift by providing a healthy climate for learning, by respecting his interest, by allowing a natural pace, and by allowing him the privacy to remain intuitively centered.